Now we're going to meet a man who's won 8 Entrepreneur and Innovation Awards since setting up his hotel group Labara in 2003. The company's grown from one restaurant in Bangkok to 7 hotels and lodges in India, New Zealand and Thailand, and is now expanding into Europe. Well, Share Radio's Sarah Machem met Deepak Ori, Chief Executive Officer at Labara, to hear the secrets of his success. She began by asking what inspired him to start the company.
We started the company with one restaurant, and we named it Under Dome. So what attracted was the challenge, because there was nothing. And that ambition and the challenge to start something from ground zero is something I always wanted to do. So being the first employee and now build that company into 1,500 employees today is within a span of, say, 13 years, that's a challenge we liked. The owners always, promoters always wanted to do the restaurant, but it was our idea to start with Sirocco, something quite exciting. And after 3 years, we started in the hotel company called Le Bourg, because our customers started telling us that, you know, they will stop coming to us if you don't get into a hotel. And that's where we got into the hotel business. Customer told us that when they would come to our restaurant, the experience of staying in a different hotel and experience of dining with us was so different that they wanted a seamless experience. And they said, if you don't do a hotel, then they will stop coming to our restaurants. And that's what prompted us that there is a gap in the industry. So why don't we come up with a hotel with a simpler version of a hotel, but a very superior level of service. And that's what was the beginning of Le Bourg in year 2006. We have 2 hotels in Bangkok, Le Bourg and Tower Club. We have a lodge in New Zealand, which is by invitation only. We have 3 properties in India, 2 in Jaipur, 1 in Lucknow. And we have 1 restaurant in Frankfurt, Germany. Except Bangkok, all are resort destinations.
What makes Le Bourg different from different hotel brands?
Okay. So our thing is that we connect to our customers at an emotional level. And that's our USP. So at Le Bourg or at any of our restaurants, we primarily call us as a marketing company, which happens to be in the hospitality business. Because in a marketing company, you know how you can connect to your customer at an emotional level.
Could you just describe that? What do you mean by that emotional level?
Okay. We started our own definition of luxury. When we started doing our luxury, people thought we were expensive. It's not that. Luxury is at each paradigm of pyramid. So at each paradigm of pyramid, you have a luxury, but you give a service, a level of service that they cannot get or they cannot even imagine would be available. So just give you a small example that Sirocco is the world's tallest outdoor restaurant. And in Bangkok, it rains for 90 days. Whenever it rains during that time, we do not charge our customer anything, but we give them a rain check voucher, which entitles them also for 2 glasses of champagne when they visit next time. You know what it has done? We reach the emotional level of the customer. Now, customer insists on paying for the meal, but coming back for 2 free glasses of champagne. So that's the emotional connection. Emotional connection is not that they come and they say, oh, this is interesting. That is only one side. Emotional connection is what you are trying to reach and the other party has accepted it. So it's a transaction where you have done something, other has accepted it. So both are there. That's called emotional level.
Do you believe that emotional level isn't offered anywhere else in the hospitality industry?
It may be offered because we are not, I mean, this is not a rocket science and we are not the first person to, it would be, but it is not, I would say, there in any brands worldwide. Meaning there may be 1 hotel, 2 hotels, 3 hotels of some brands they may be offering, but it is not something which you see. Because if the brands are able to do that, then brands like us won't exist anymore. The reason we exist because there's a gap.
So meeting that the customer's emotional need is synonymous with your brand.
Yeah, so once you connect to the customer emotional, like I give you another example. At our hotel, when you ask for a morning cup of tea or coffee, say at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. in the morning, we do not enter your hotel room. What we do is we call you and say the coffee is waiting outside. It's on the stand. You bring your tray inside. Because morning time is a time that sometimes if you are staying with your significant other or with your wife, they don't want you to see you also. They say, oh, give me 2 minutes before I freshen up and things like that. So it's one small word, emotional level, but it is a lot of hard work that goes into reaching that emotional level.
With that example you've just given, it's clearly something which is it's very thoughtful on the part of the management in terms of thinking about what you're what your clients are looking for. I'm guessing, as with any successful company, you're constantly innovating. Where did those changes come from? Is it something that you think of, or are you constantly asking your customers for feedback? How do those changes come about?
So let me tell you, in our company, means we don't have a training department, because we have, across our group, 2,700 customers training us every day. So once our customers are training us, why should we have a training department by keeping one person who would not know what the world wants? So we have 2,700 customers, maybe more than 80 nationalities, teaching us everything every day. And we try to learn through them in a very scientific manner, meaning through customer service, through something on a daily basis, or maybe even on an hourly basis. So it's not that something we do a survey and after a month we see, oh, this has gone wrong. Because the customer is today looking for a very quick response time. And today the competition is so hot that if you are a minute late, you are late forever. So we have these number of customers who are teaching us, like this rain check voucher was told to us, and I'm happy to share on a share radio that it was given by the FedEx CEO of Asia Pacific, that idea. Okay, this idea of tea or coffee was given by another customer. Means for us to be innovative, we are innovative in our ability to listen to our customers.
Are your customers aware of that? That you're, as you've just described, I mean, I've never heard of that before. And it's a wonderful concept that your customers are your trainers. Are they aware that they're doing that?
Now they'll be aware. And maybe they have seen what they have said. And when they come and experience it again, they would be happy. So they're seeing that. So that's why we have a lot of repeat customers also coming. So money is not the motivator for us. Services and the customer is a motivator.
And what's your background?
I'm from hotel. That's the only education I did. And I started quite early in this industry. I started at a very basic level. Always wanted to start a company where we are able to give right of equality, not only to our customers, but to our employees also in our organization, except the salary level, all benefits, whether it's the person working at a pot wash or whether it's me, CEO of the company, is exactly the same.
You've won several entrepreneur awards over the years. What do you think earned you these?
It's the teamwork, our customers, their acceptance to us, and their willingness to come again and again, because we didn't do anything exciting. There was an open terrace. We just created that into a restaurant, but we constantly worked and listened to our customers. I think the only thing what we did, which could have earned us a lot of awards and a lot of revenue that is coming along with that, is we started listening to our customers.
You entered the luxury hospitality market in 2003. Would it be easy to do this now? And would you do anything differently? How has the market changed in that time? Has it become a lot more competitive?
I think market has changed quite a lot. When we started the rooftop restaurant, we were the fourth or fifth rooftop restaurant in the world. Today, it's more than 800 or 1,000 rooftop restaurants all over the world. Anybody who opens a building opens a rooftop restaurant. At that point of time in New York is a happening place, right? In 2003, in New York, there was not even a single rooftop restaurant. Now go back to rooftop, there's rooftop bars, rooftop restaurants, everything is coming up. So that is it. We opened Champagne Bar. There are many hotels. They have started opening Champagne Bar now. Now, we just recently opened the Whiskey Bar. Now, when people say Whiskey Bar, meaning at our Whiskey Bar, you cannot get anything except whiskey. Even if you go there and say, get me a still water, we'll say, what whiskey you would like to go along with that still water. So we opened that Alfresco 64 in terms of luxury. And first time in the history of Chivas, they created a blend for us. In their, I think, 100 plus years of history. So that is a level that we are going to give to our customer, exclusiveness, something. Now, what I would do today differently is I will do exactly the same thing, listening to our customer.
And what's the future of La Bua? What's next?
What we are looking at right now is we are testing few concepts. We are looking at all villa concept right now, and plus we are looking at the club concepts. So these are the two concepts we are going to try in the region, not only in Thailand, but even outside of Thailand. And if that is successful, then we would like to bring these concepts into Europe.
You said club concepts, is that right? What do you mean by that?
I think it's an all-service club that we're ladies can come and dress up. They have their saloon. Then they can go down to the restaurant or go up to the bar or go to the fine dining or go to the high tea. There's a fitness there. So we're just trying to getting into something as a lifestyle. Like today, eating food is not a lifestyle, but drinking coffee is a lifestyle. So we want to change that trend that soon people will say that even eating food at these places is a lifestyle. That's what we want to achieve.
Deepak Ohri, Chief Executive Officer at Labua Hotels and Restaurants. Thank you very much for coming in to see us at Share Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Sarah.